but we've been at a time warp. Thank you very much.
We'll see you at the end of the hour if it's still.
Okay. We left off on the Mishnah Daf Kafav and Aleph. Somewhat of a deja vu. We dealt with this Mishnah once and with some of the Rishonim, but I'd like to go through it a little more be'iyun. Adam Muad Liolam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashen. We have an issue over here of exactly what does la'olam mean. That just like sometimes in Tanakh, la'olam is without exception, me'olam va'ad olam, and sometimes we have the la'olam with a limitation of Yovel. Over here also we have a machokas rishonim, what is included in the la'olam. So if you look at the Gemara on Daf Kafav Amud Beis on the top, menohane mile, Rashi explains that Adam Hamuad is chayav even b'shogeg Amar Chizkia v'chein tanada b'chizkia Amar kra petza tachas petza l'chayav ha'al ha'shogeg k'meisid ve'al ha'ones k'rotza. That the Braisa adds in a statement which goes beyond the Mishnah that we also have a chayav on ones. Gemara asks, this pasuk is used for a different drasha. So Gemara answers that with the word tachas is still open for a drasha even after the drasha of Tzar B'Makom Nezek, and from the Tachas we learn Shmamina Tarite that we have a din of Ones Karotso. Here, all the Rishonim point out that we have the Chora exceptions to the rule, and what do those exceptions imply in terms of setting rules? So let's look at the Mukhe Yosef first. Is the, I guess, the simplest. Aval nezek nafko amiribuye l'chayev hafilu ba'ones u'b'shogeg. We don't need tachas for the world of mezid, ki b'mezid haksiv ayin tachas ayin l'chayev b'nezek. So aitur tachas b'petza tachas petza l'ribuye hafilu ba'ones u'b'shogeg chayev b'nezek. The gamin nezek siv petza tachas petza is in the parsha of nezek. Umiyu ba'ones da'amron d'chayev b'nezek haynu she'eno ones gomur mamush. And he gives an example of that which is not ones gomur mamush. Hayesalo evan b'cheiko af al pi shelo hikira me'olam, and he stood up and that evan fell and caused damage. Mishum di boile l'mechash shema hiniach eze davar b'cheiko u shchacho. That everyone has moments of temporary amnesia, and so when a person gets up, he should be aware that maybe there is something on his body that he has forgotten about. Aval ones gomur, and what's the example of ones gomur? Kagon hodi Yerushalmi shebach avero v'yoshan etzlo. That even though the Mishnah says bein er bein yoshen, but this is an exception according to the Yerushalmi. Patur kida amran derachmana patre. Over here, the Nemuke Yosef brings us into the world of Kol HaTorah Kula, that in the world of Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever we have Olav, whenever we have a Maisa Avera, and this Maisa Avera is performed ba'ones, a woman is raped, so she is an Anusa, then Lanar Losa Sedavar, there's a Ptur from Onchin. According to Nemuke Yosef, Hu Hadin, there's a Ptur from Tashlumen. Does this necessarily imply that there is an Iser of Masik? Well, that would be easier, but I don't think it's really that relevant. We're not dealing over here on whether there's an Iser or a Heter. The question is whether there's a Ptur of Tashlumen. And the Nemuke Yosef understands that just as Lanara Losah Sedavar means that there's a Ptur of Onshim, he assumes there's also a Ptur of Tashlumen. What would be the connection between Tashlumen and Onshim? I mean, what would Nara Losa Sedavar be teaching us if we want to make it, you know, it's something which goes beyond do we have over here in Avera? In other words, our issue isn't, the simplest way of learning it would be, that in the case of onus, there's no avera. But if you want to move it to the world of tashlumen, what would we have to, how do we have to broaden it? Would tell us what, would teach us what? That an act which is done by onus is not a maisa, it's not an act. In other words, that a person's act is an act of volition. The moment that we have an onus gamur, it's not the person's act. And then we have two conclusions. A, there would be no avera, and B, there would be no tashlumen. It's not his act. Okay? That would be the easiest way, l'chora, of learning the Nemuke Yosef. And even though Tosos begins with the same language as Nemuke Yosef, but he veers off in a totally, totally different direction. You look at Tosos on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. Ha de plige lekamani niska, when a person trips and causes damage via his tripping, and the Gemara has a machlokas with a niskal posheyahu olo kagon che niskal me atzmo. That's when you trip over your own leg. V'lo niskal b'shem davar aval hacha. In the case of the Mishnah of Hameniach, niskal machmas michshol, the person turns a corner or he's in the dark and he trips over someone else's object, loi boy le'iyune onesu. Here, everyone agrees that we have a situation of ones that patters the individual from tashlum. And afagav de le'el marbin an ones karatz on ba'adam hamasik in petza tachas petza. However, so as it says, ones gomur, lo ravi rachmana. Mamish like the Nemuke Yosef. Over here, this is, maybe he doesn't use the word ones gomur mamash, but he certainly uses the phrase ones gomur. And he quotes the same makar as in Nemuke Yosef. The Habi Yerushalmi poter ozo shiyoshan rishon em hizik rasheni haba etzlo rishon. Okay? And then he quotes another makar, and we're going to have to return to this. V'chein ba'gozel basra, gabehiniach lehem avihem para shel she'ula kisvurim shel avihem hi, that we have a halacha, that we have yorshim of a para she'ula, that the yorshim are considered to be the shoalim for the period that extends after the death of the father until the end of the Shela. Say there was a Shela for 30 days and the father passed away after 15 days, the Yorshim can continue to use the object for the next 15 days. However, what if they were not aware that it was borrowed? They thought it belonged to the father. V'tavkuha v'achluha mishalmin d'mei basar bizol shekach nohagu. In other words, the word shouldn't be nahagu. What should be the word over here? Nehenu. Namely, they pay hanah. That's a halacha. That you can no free meals in this world. If you get hanah, you have to pay for it. So they're paying for hanah. But sof kol sef, they were toveach the shore of another individual. Don't we have over here masik avamashi zikulo da anusimhem? They were totally unaware that this belonged to a third party. They thought it belonged to the father. And so this is the world of ones gamur. And thirdly, the Tosfos brings the raya, masnisin nami tanan haya bal hachavis rishon ubal hakora acharon im amad bal hachavis v'nishbur hachavis bekora pater. That when we have such an accident in a traffic situation where party A stops short and party B goes into party A, party B is patur. Why? Again, because of ones gomur. This is Tosfos's, up to this point, is similar, very, very similar to the Nemuke Yosef. And then, as I pointed out, he takes a veers off, the nira ledaktik, the adam hamazik, the miftar, the ones, shehu ke'en gneva, kidetanya b'shili ha'umnin, Hamavir Chavis Vimakam Lamakam Ushvar, Rav Yehuda Omer Shomrachinam Yishava Nosei Sachar Yishalem. Vahashta Midamachayev Nosei Sachar Upoter Shomrachinam, Velo Machayev Misham Adam Hamazik, Shmamina de Baones Kein Gneva, Adam Hamazik Patur. Umedame Rav Yehuda Niskal Ligneva. Namely, that we have a whole sugya that deals with porters who are moving objects. And when they're moving the objects broke. And Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the lachik status of the porters. Were they shomrei chinam? Were they doing this as a favor? Or were they shomrei sachar? Were they being paid to move someone's barrels from place to place? If they were doing it as shomrei chinam, then they're pater when it breaks on the way, when the masha'en came. If they were being paid, then they're chayav. But it appears that the whole issue is one of shomrim. But no one brings in that sugya the concept of adam hamazik. That on the level of adam hamazik, we would have a p'tur. And so the question is, what then is going to be our definition of onus? It's going to be something on which a shomer chinam would be chayav. Something on which a shomer chinam would be patur. It wouldn't be negligence for a shomer chinam, but it would be negligence for a shomer sachar. And so the question is, what are we referring to? If we're referring to that which is just a little beyond pshia, are we saying that ones gomer is anything which is beyond the shomer chinam? I mean, that's very hard to say. That anything beyond the shomer chinam is ones gomer. So Tostus continues and points out avo ones shehu ke'ein aveda he krova lepshia yoser k'derminu ba'ashoel the gneva krova leones aveda krova lepshia nira on that adam hamazik would be chayev iev shalomer shlo yischayev ela lepshia v'chein mashma le'el. Okay, so we have over here the Tostus is medayik from the sugya in Baba Metzia on daf pebeis amud beis. That if here we have a p'tur of shomer chinam, and here we have a chiyuv of shomer sachar, adam hamazik will fall between these two. That adam hamazik would be, in other words, that we have over here, we'll start off over here. The chiyuv of a shomer chinam is when we have pshia. The chiyuv of a shomer sachar is where we have geneva or aveda. The p'tur of a shomer sachar, of a shomer chinam, would be in the case, again, of aveda and geneva. And adam hamazik would fit in over here. Namely, that adam hamazik, had it be on a level of ones ke'ein aveda, on that the adam hamazik would be chayiv. In other words, that adam hamazik is more than a shomer chinam. However, when we're dealing with ones ke'ein geneva, this already is patur. In other words, that it's less than a shomer sachar. Now, the shomer sachar would be chayav had it been ones ke'ein geneva, is getting paid. Adam hamazik, a third party, he falls between the shomer chinam and the shomer sachar. He would be chayav on ones ke'ein aveda and patur on ones ke'ein geneva. So what are the cases of ones ke'ein geneva? So we have the case of yoshan v'shachav chaver etzlo. We have the case of the Baal HaChavis, the Baal HaKorah. Shenishbar HaChavis, She Atzar, right? That the Chavis stopped in midstream and was broken by the Balakora. These are ones ke'ein geneva, and ke'ein geneva. Here we also have the yorshe ashoel shechashvu shevo. What is our ones ke'ein aveda on which a shomer chinam would be patur, but the adam mazik would be chayav? So Tosas continues and gives the example of Ruach She'ena Metsuya. We have over here that would be the case in which Adam Hamazik would be Chayev. Alma Afagav the Miftar Shomer Chinam Chayev ba Adam Hamazik. The Hainu Taima Mishum Dehavi Kein Aveda. Okay, so this would be Ruach Sheina Mitsuya. And then, according to Tosfos, the sugya over here of the person walking and tripping over the michshol, the nitkal, this also would be the, in words, the world of ones ke'en genev. Okay, so that's how Tosfos draws his line. Now you realize that that's very, in other words, that's we're not dealing over here with a world of ones gomor similar to the Mukha Yosef. In other words, the Tosfos is putting us in a situation that's somewhere between the lack of pshia of the Shomer Chinam and the Geneva and the Aveda of the Shomer Sachar. Namely, according to Tosfos, the din of Adam Muad Le'olam, according to Tosfos, what is the criteria? When do we say Adam Muad Le'olam? What are the parameters that Tosfos is working within?
From Mesid all the way to Ones Ke'en Aveda.
Okay, all the way to Ones Ke'en Aveda, meaning that what do we have over here? A certain degree of what?
Responsibility.
A degree of responsibility which stems from at the moment that Tosfos is putting it in the framework of Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Aveda, Geneva,
Shmira.
Right, that Adam Hamaz Adam Uod La'olam means that Yesh Chiyuv Shmira, but the moment we're dealing with the Chira Shmira She Mugdalet She Mugbal. Okay, we have a Chiyuv of Shmira which is limited. It doesn't go up to the level of Shomer Sachar, but it's beyond the level of Shomer Chinam. But we're dealing just like we've had a Chakira. Why am I Chayev when my animal does damage? Am I chayav for the act of the animal, or am I chayav for my lack of shmira? Tosfos is using the criteria of shmira, okay, and the whole terminology of Tosfos, kein geneva, kein aveda. This is terminology of shmira. The Rishon who disagrees head on with Tosfos is the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban together, matzasi b'Tosfos b'bekama shemefarshim osa mishum adam. Hamazik, that he deals with this world of this is on the Gemara over there in terms of the Polim who are moving objects from place to place. Imken lama patru ha ledivrei haomer anusu halo adam muad leolam bein ones bein ratzo vehein heshivu. Tosfos explains eno chayev ba onsim gedolim v'samchu osa min haYerushalmi yashenu b'chever of yashan etzlo. I can't accept that approach. The Hasam, the Yerushalmi, is based on a totally different principle. Mishum Desheni Pasha Ba'atzma. What principle do we have according to the Ramban? What's the source of the Ptur when you lie down next to someone else?
It's the Rishlagish principle.
Hmm?
It's the Gemara Rishlagish.
The Azik Anafshe, right? In other words, we have over here contributory negligence. In the traffic accident, that's contributory negligence. Kulam kishehem Adam Hamazik mishum Shia denizak patru bahem. O shehem bor ukagon shalon niskalbo ve'ein laharich kan. Namely, that we're dealing over here, the world of Niskal is a world of mamon hamasik. So this doesn't over here belong in the equation according to the Ramban. And these three, Yashin, Baal Korah, these two, Yashin and Baal Korah, in other words, the Ramban says, in these two cases we have contributory negligence. And that takes them off of the road. But really, Adam Hamazik is Muad Le'olam Afilu Ba'ones Gomor. Okay, in other words, that the Adam is responsible for the results of his actions, irrelevant of any fault, guilt, responsibility, shmira. In other words, that the rule is that Adam HaMazik is simply chayav ve'ein laharichkan. And there's no point in terms of being marich, because this is the black and white Gemara, that Adam is chayav ones karatzon, and one should take it literally. If we understand the machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos, the way we just did, is that Amukei Yosef closer to Tosfos or closer to the Ramban? On one hand, the Amukei Yosef uses language which is similar to Tosfos of being pater on ones gomor. But
he also uses a lashon that sounds like Ramban. He says that I think in the case of the Yashin, he calls the guy
He also brings that in on the Mishnah, correct? But more from his source. What's his source that Adam is pater on ones gomor? Adam patur ba'ones gomor because of a pasuk of v'lana'ara lo sase dovar. Is this now closer to Tosos or to the Ramban? You're correct. On one hand, the Mukei Yosef halacha l'maisa happens to be closer to Tosos. They both speak about ones gomor. They define ones gomor perhaps slightly differently, but in terms of conceptually, are we dealing over here with a world of shmira, or are we dealing with over here with a world of responsibility for action?
Right.
Tosfos deals in the world of shmira. Tosfos says Adam HaMazik is chayev because he has to watch himself, and when he watches himself to a degree, then he's pater. That's not the Nemuke Yosef. Nemuke Yosef doesn't mention anything about the world of Shmira. Nemuke Yosef speaks about, is this his act or is this not his act? This is the issue of the Ramban. The Ramban says that you're chayav on all acts. The Nemuke Yosef says, no, that we have a pasuk for onara lo sa'ase davar, that you're pater on an act which is done ba'ones. What would the Ramban do with that gzeras hakasa of onara lo sa'ase davar? Going back to what we spoke about a few minutes ago.
He put that in a world of onshim.
That's in a world of onshim. That's in a world of avera. When Lanara Losasa Dover tells us that an avera done ba'onis is not a maisa avera. But it doesn't mean that there's a p'tur of tashlumen. It doesn't mean that the maisa is not a maisa. It's not a maisa avera. But it's still your maisa. In other words, that's in the world. We mentioned previously of kapara. Of, you know, is do you require atonement? So Lanara Losasa Dovar, it's not a Maisa Avera, but it's still a Maisa. Nafkamina, what if we're not concerned with the Avera? We just want to know, is there Tashlumen? In other words, so Adam Muad La'ola means that a man is responsible for his actions, for the result of his actions. Not that it's a Maisa Avera, but it's Tashlumen. So the Nukei Yosef and the Ramban are using parallel terminology of Maisa. Is this the Maisa of the individual or not the Maisa of the individual? Tosas moves off to the world of Shmira. Okay? So it could very well be that you're correct. Yaakov, that Halacha L'Maisa, the Nemuke Yosef and Tosfos come out with similar conclusions. However, the reasoning is totally different. According to the Nemuke Yosef, this is not the act of the individual. According to Tosfos, it's the act of the individual, but he's not responsible for on the level of Shmira. According to the Ramban, it's both the act of the individual and the whole p'tur of Lanar Olos Asedavar only applies to the world of Onshim, not to the world of Tashlumen. Okay, So the question is, does anyone have a knockout proof against the other individual? So we pointed out that the Yerushalmi can be interpreted according to Tosos as a ones kein geneva, according to Mukhe Yosef, an ones gamur, according to the Ramban, contributory negligence. Or, as David pointed out, maybe the Mukhe Yosef would agree with that. According to the Bavli of the Baal HaChavis, who walks first and hit by the Baal HaKorah, Tosfos, we have over here ones kein geneva, and the Ramban, contributory negligence. Mavir chavis mimakom le makom. That lechora, yeah. Was Tosfos, fits in very nicely, right? That those people who are mavir the chavis, if they're shomrei chinam, then they are patur, because they're patur on geneva va'aveda. If there's a shomrei chinam, he's shomrei socher, he's chayev, because he's chayev on geneva va'aveda. And Adam hamasik. In other words, then, you know, this would be beyond Adam HaMazik. He'd only be Chayav because he's a Shomer Sachar. That fits in very, very nicely. According to the Ramban, the Shomer Chinam should also be Chayav. It's Adam HaMazik. Forget about the fact that he's a Shomer Chinam. It's Adam HaMazik, Adam Huad Le'olam. There's no contributory negligence over here on the part of the owner. In other words, Lechor, that's a very powerful proof. And then Tosfos continues and brings another proof. We continue in Tosfos v'chein muchach ba'gozel eitzim, three lines from the bottom, gabi tabach uman shekilkel leman the patar. I'm sorry. What is the leman the patar b'shochet chinam mi braisa de katani nasan behema le tabach v'nibla chayav. Tosfos brings another case where we say that if you are doing this as a favor, you're potter. We don't say you're chayev because of Adam HaMazik. That's if you're shechting someone else's animal. You know, you have a chicken. And you have a turkey, and it's Thanksgiving, and your neighbor is a shochet. So you ask him, can you do me a favor and shech my turkey? We like to have a meal this afternoon. And he messes it up. So we say that if you told him, I'll pay you, then he's chayev. If he's doing it as a favor, then he's pater. Tabach uman shekilka. What happened to Adam HaMazik? So Tosa says, this is an ones ke'en geneva. Right, that this is an onus. In other words, that for a tabach to mess it up, that's an onus. It's something very, very unusual. What would the Ramban do with the ma'avir chavis, and what would the Ramban do with the tabach uman? Right, the lechora, these make sense according to Tosfos and according to the Mukhe Yosef. How does the Ramban fit it in? So let's continue in the Ramban. The Ramban then continues. Va'od heviu tabach uman shekilkel de patur b'chinam amai adam hamaziku v'chinam isviru lan onesu l'chayev zevadei kasha lehem kevan de mechayev b'sachar alma ken geneva v'avedahu v'lav ones gadol v'lav ones katan patru b'chinam ela, says the Ramban, she'ein b'uman hatoa b'melachto mishum mazik. Ein ba'uman ha-toa b'malachto me'ein mazik. That if you are making a mistake in the course of your relationship with the object, right? You were asked to be a shochet. That's not adam ha-mazik. Similarly, if you were asked to move a barrel from place to place. And the barrel breaks, you are not Adam HaMazik. You may have other chiyuvim. You may be a Shomer Sachar, and be chayav because of Shomer Sachar. You're not Adam HaMazik. How did we explain this Ramban? What over here? Isn't Adam Muad La'olam? Why is this not Adam HaMazik?
If I remember, we said that if you have a contractual agreement, so you are out of the parsha of Adam HaMazik entirely, and there's new rules.
Right. That is the way we would define it. The question is, what's the svar? In other words, David points out very properly, the common denominator between the porter and the tabach uman is that they both have a contractual relationship, right? They were both They were both they both have a title, you know, it's a shochet, a porter, as opposed to Adam HaMazik, which would be a third party who has nothing, no connection at all to the object. But what's the svara that's involved? What's the svara that's involved? What is this relationship? What was I asked to do with the object that with the barrel or with the turkey? I was asked to be involved with it, right? I was asked to handle it. I was asked to be mitasek, to be involved in it. The moment I was asked to be involved in it, then I can't be responsible for that which happens due to my involvement. I'm involved with it with permission. And so therefore, if I'm a car mechanic, if I'm a shochet, if I'm a porter, and I'm being asked to be involved with it, that's not Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is someone who has no permission to be involved with this object. Then, when he breaks it, he's chayav. But if I was asked to be involved with it, and I break it toch kedei my job, I'm not Adam HaMazik. Am I chayav or pater? That depends. If I'm not being paid, I'm pater. If I'm being paid, I'm chayav. But it's not Adam HaMazik. So the Ramban has a category. But according to the Ramban, what would be the nafkamina? It appears that every case that Tosos is paters, they're not paters, maybe for reason A or reason B. But what would be the nafkamina between them? So we mentioned nafkamina would be that which the Ramban continues, by nafal min hagag, baruach she'ena mitsuya, hare hiskiru sof ha'onsim kula. If there were to be a tornado in Kansas, and I were to be on a roof, sleeping on someone's roof, and I were to be blown off of the roof in this tornado, and I would land on someone else's dozen eggs and break them, then I would be chayev. Because according to the Ramban, well, according to Tosfos, clearly in that situation, that's an ones gomor. When Tosfos speaks about a ruach sheina metsuya, he means a gust of 40 miles an hour. But when we're dealing with a gust of 100 miles an hour, Tosfos would say you're pater, while the Ramban would say you're still chayev because adam muad la'olam. Okay, that the ruach she'ena metsuya, which was spoken about in the Gemara, is you know, a ruach she'ena metsuya that a shomer chinam would be pater on and a shomer sachar would be chayav on. But it doesn't mean. But this case that we're giving now, a tornado, that's not the ruach she'ena metsuya of the shomer sachar. There's no way that you can watch yourself. Okay, so that would be a nafkamina. But is there a proof in a Gemara that we have a Gemara that works out according to Tosfos and doesn't work out according to the Ramban? Yes?
Do we really get to the Yorshtrei?
Ah, okay, excellent. So there was one thing we said to come back to, because this the Ramban doesn't relate to at all. What is the halacha when you have Yorshim of a Shoel who are unaware that the object did not belong to their father, and they shechted it and they ate it? According to Tosfos, Ones Rachmana Patre, that they were unaware. That's an Ones Gamur. That's an ones that a shomer chinam would be potter on, and a shomer sachar would be chayav on. The shomer sachar would have to be aware, but they're not shomer sachar, and therefore they're potter. In other words, that they had no awareness of the fact this belonged to the owner. What would the Ramban do with that Gemara on Daf Tzadi Tes in Baba Kama, in terms of the Kuf, I'm sorry, over here, Kuf Yudbeis, in Baba Kama, Gabahiniach Avihem Parash Ula. Why, according to the Ramban, would you be Pater in this situation? Well, let's see. What is it? You know, the Ramban has so far two Paturim. He has the p'tur of contributory negligence, and he has the p'tur of having a status klape the object, having a relationship to the object. Do we have over here contributory negligence?
No.
Do we have over here a status?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a status. In other words, that the Yorshim become Shoalim. They stand in for the father.
But worse, not better.
But that's the exact problem. And the moment that you're a Shoel, you have right to use the object, but you don't have right to shech the object. In other words, so this then remains, to the best of my knowledge, a problem with the Ramban. I don't know what the Ramban would do with that Gemara. He doesn't relate to it in Baba Metzia, and as we pointed out in the very first year, for some reason, Kanareh the Ramban did not write a Perush on Baba Kama. In other words, even though I mentioned that we tend to assume that Baruch he wrote it, but it was lost, we mentioned in the first year that the Rashba, throughout his Perush on Shas, quotes the Ramban, and over here he doesn't quote the Ramban, kind of there was nothing to quote. Why he didn't write it, or it was lost even in his lifetime, and the Rashba never saw it, it's very strange. The fact that this Ramban is not on the Mishnah in Baba Kama, but rather Baba Metzia on Daf Pei Beis, right, would seem to imply, in other words, that
he wasn't writing
for some reason, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe he took a Shavua, yeah. He wouldn't write a Baba Kama for some reason. It was a Maisa Shehaya. We, you know, we'd have put the Ramban on a panel and ask him to tell us.
Even like the tone of the Ramban in Baba Metzia is like the tone of like Achronim who like want to like get something in on himself they're not writing about. Like I don't know, but it's like it really does seem like he knew he was not doing anything about.
Yeah, in other words, clearly he defined. You know, he has an arichus over there to define our Mishnah. You know, where it's and if you can't be medayik, I mean, we have a Tosus also in Baba Metzia. You know, but you know, so the fact that he related to the Divrei Tosus, not necessarily related to our Tosus, related to Tosus Baba Metzia. But clearly he wants to give his rules of engagement over there in Baba Metzia and not in Baba Kama. Okay, so if you come up with an answer, I'd appreciate it very much. Everything else works out, but you know we have a machlokas halach lemaisa. Okay, so as Yaakov pointed out, had the tornado blown an individual off, according to Mukhe Yosef, he would also be potter, but not because he agrees with Tosfos that the criteria is one of Shmira, but because of Banaro Lo Sa'aseh Dovar. And according to the Ramban, Banaro Lo Sa'aseh Dovar has nothing to do with the world of Tashlumen. It's purely a din within the world of Onshin. That's an open question that can be raised in terms of the scope of Banaro Lo Sa'aseh Dovar. However, moving over to the Rambam, with everything that we've seen, we come up with a bit of a quandary. Okay, we have the Rambam visits the issue of Adam Muad La'olam in Perek Aleph, Halach Hilchos Chov El-Mazik, and revisits it in Perek Vav. And were we not to, you know, were we to be critical, were we to view the Rambam that he could be read like critical by biblical criticism, we would say that maybe it's a different author of Perek Aleph and a different author of Perek Vav, because they seem to ignore one another. Let's look at the two prakim. Perek Aleph, let's look at Hocha Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Adam Muad La'olam Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid Ben Er Ben Yoshein Bein Sachur, Bein Shikor, I'm sorry, Im Chaval B'Chaveiro, Ohizik Mamon Chaveiro, Mishalem Min Hayofa Min Achasav. Okay, it appears to be, it's Bein Yoshein, Bein Shikor, without any, in other words, this appears to be, even up to this point, is more the...
What's the Mishnah?
The Mishnah doesn't mention Shikor. Okay, we don't know exactly what the level of shichris is, the seder. B'medram amurim shehayoshen chayev l'shalem b'shnayim sheyoshnu ke'echad v'nishapik echad mehem v'hizik eschavero karabigdo. Avam haya echad yoshen ebo achir v'shachav b'tzido. Right, this is the Yerushalmi. Shezo sheba ba'achrona hu ha'mu'ad v'im hiziko hayoshen patur. What is the explanation over here? Again, according to Tosfos, this is the world of Ones Ke'en Geneva. According to the Ramban, this is the world of contributory negligence. According to Mukhe Yosef, this is Benara Lo Sa'aseh Dovar. What does the Rambam himself say?
It sounds the same as the Ramban.
Right. Zeshe ba b'achrona hu hamu'ad. V'im hiziko hayashen patur. V'chein iminiach kli biyad b'tzad hayashen u'shvaru hayashen patur shezeh shehinicho hu hamu'ad shepashat. Okay, so this then would appear like the Ramban that we have over here, pshia on the part of the nizak, zehu hamu'ad shepashat. Let's continue to Achiyud Beis. Mi shenafal min hagag beruach metzuya vehizik chayev ba'arba dvarim patur min haboshet. Boshet, we'll deal with it later. Nafal beruach she'ena metzuya chayev benezek bil vad. Do we have any limitation on the ruach she'ena metzuya? Does it make a difference if it's a 40-mile-an-hour wind or a 100-mile-an-hour wind? No, according to the Ramban, there's no need. It's irrelevant, even in the tornado. This is the sof kol haonsim. This is the onus, which goes beyond all onsim. Had the Rambam been like Tosas, you'd have said, however, a real ruach she'ena metzuya, a sara, then it'd be potter. So here it appears like the Ramban. Let's move over to Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Hamazik mamon chaveiro chayev l'shalem nezek shalem bein shahaya shogeg bein shahaya ones hareze kemezit. Ketzad nafal min hagag v'shav hares hakelim o niskal kishu mahalach v'nafal ha'akli u'shvaro chayev nezek shalem she'ne'emar makei behim ha'yishalmena v'ochirei kakosu bein shogeg l'mezit. Okay, this could be, again, as B'nayo pointed out, this is the Mishnah. You can't prove one way or another. Comes along Alacha Dalad, Haya Ola Besulam, V'nishmeta Shliva Mitachtav V'nafla V'hizika, Im Lo Hayasam Hudekes V'chazaka Chayav, V'im Hayasa Chazaka Umhudekes V'nishmeta Ohislia, Hareze Patur, Shezo maka min hashamayim hi, v'chein kol kayotzei bo, kol advarim birshus hanizak al birshus hamazik poter ad shiskaven lahazik kemoshe biyarnu. Comes along the Ram, the Raven asks, Amar Havram, Tama ani, maishna ones le miruach shena metzuyo min hayoshen, ubi gemara mashma de lo isra ones, udi isra lava ones. Namely, what is over here the issue? What is, has the Ramam appear in Perek Vav? It appears that Ones Gomor is Patur, that this is Tosfos. Now here we have a case of Maka Min HaShamayim. In other words, that if there's Ones Gomor Patur, if we hold like this Rambam, so why do you have to come on to contributory negligence in the world of the Yoshen? That's the Raven's question. In other words, once we say Ones Gomor is Patur, so then, in other words, that explains Perek Aleph as well. Why did the Rambam have to say so we appear to have a stira within the Rambam? That's the issue that is on our table. Does anyone have a response to this stira, a direction? Let me start you on. In other words, could we have, again, in Sof Kol Sof, we were trained in Brisker methodology, could we have Tzvei Dinim, two types of Adam Hamazik, one of which we would use the criteria of the Ramban, and another type that we would use the criteria of Tosfos? Excuse me? So the answer that I saw was in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman, not on our sugya, but in Perek HaMeniach. Okay, that in Perek HaMeniach, I think it's Daf Kaf Chesem Adbeis, over there, the Rav wants to suggest that perhaps we can view man in two contexts. we can view man as a, in other words, like the difference between man and an angel. Right, that man sometimes does things bekumvase, he does things as an active individual, and sometimes man can do things b'shev va'al ta'ase. That something happens to him, and he is doing things without a ma'ase. And then we can say that when man is doing ma'asik bekumvase. Right? He's sleeping and he has a nightmare and he turns over and he hurts the person sitting next to him. So then we could say he's chayav on his maisa, irrelevant of blame, irrelevant of responsibility. But if we have contributory negligence, that will pater him. That's the first Rambam, namely that the Ramban in Perek Aleph is assuming that we have a Maisa Nezek. We have a Maisa Nezek, and we don't have a p'tur of Lanara Losase Dovar, because this is not an Aveira that we're talking about. We're talking about Tashlumen. So when you have a Maisa Nezek that brings about Tashlumen, you're Chayiv across the board, Bein Ones, Bein Rotzo. However, in Perek Vav, we're dealing with a person who was going up a ladder, and all of a sudden a rung broke, and he fell to the ground due to gravity. This was not a maisa of his. This was simply, in the language of the Ramban, this was a maka bidei shamayim. This is something that is not his act. In that situation, we can't speak about a maisa nezek. There is no maisa nezek. So what then would he be chayev on? He'd be chayev on a lack of shmira. And so we're saying that in this situation, when we have a maisa min hashemayim, there's no lack of shmira. Namely, here we would use Tosas's criteria. When we have an act, then that's his act. He's chayev on his act. When we have no act, then we go back to the fact: well, was there shmira or was there not shmira? So if we're dealing with the world where he was climbing the ladder, and lo hayisamahu deket v'chazaka, he was climbing a ladder that was a wobbly ladder. So that is a lack of shmira, and then he's going to be responsible for his lack of shmira. But if it was not a wobbly ladder, that's already, you know, where it says no lack of shmira, that's makah bidei shamayim, and that's why he's patur. That's the question. In other words, how do we view the Nafal Min Hagag? So without getting involved currently, we'll see, in other words, Lineta next time, in other words, in terms of we deal with the person when he's in the air as still a person that could possibly have kavana. We deal with, you know, with an individual who, you know, it's we can speak about even his raping a woman, in other words, if he falls on her, because he didn't put himself in that situation, but he is still somewhat of a balabas on how he's going to fall. In other words, we would have to set it up, you know, in some sort of ukimta like that. You're correct. That would be the chisara. In other words, it would fit in very, very nicely in terms of the yoshin. In terms of the nafal, we would have to say that even though he's aware of how he falls, I mean, that's what he speaks about in this hapech, chayav bakol. In other words, that if he's, you know, someone in charge of his of his behavior, lo barur. Okay,
Maseder. What? You would say that the mere act of going on a roof is like a silly, irresponsible thing.
He went up to the roof and there was a makeh that would have protected him in a case of a ruach metsuya. But there was a ruach sheina metsuya. That was the problem. In other words, that there was no way of protecting himself from a ruach sheina metsuya. So kaner ed, there's some kumva asay in that case, as opposed to the. But where exactly? I agree with you. It's not an ideal situation.
The guy goes around, like, that's really a climbing ladder is really a maisa. Like, the guy is
okay. If you want to look over there, the Rav gives three answers, but this was the only answer that I felt I was willing to say over a chip, even with its chisara. Okay, but you could look at the other answers as well. Okay. Let's just look for a moment at the Gemara. In other words, the end of the Mishnah and the Gemara. The end of the Mishnah points out, Simei Asein Chavero V'Shibir Asakelem Meshalem Nezek Shalem. And so the Gemara points out, Katani Simei Asein Chavero Dumi D'Shibir Asakelem Mahasam Nezek In Arba Dvarim Lo Av Simei Asein Chavero Nezek In Arba Dvarim Lo. Okay, so we have over here that even though we say Adam Muad La'olam, in a case of shogeg mezid ones ratzon, that's in the world of nezek. However, in the world of arba dvarim, in other words, ripui sheves, boshes, and tsar, I'm saying this specifically in that order, even though that's not the order that I was taught as a child. In other words, that in those four cases, there's only going to be a chiyuv when there is kavana, and not when there is no kavana. It's only going to be a chiyuv when we have mezid, not when we have shogeg. Okay, so Rashi explains two of those. Rashi says, Nezek in Arba Dvarim Lo, the last Rashi on Kafava Med Aleph, Dula Machayeve Arba Dvarim Ela Omezid Okar of Lamezid, Dumia de Ki Yerivun Anoshim, De Hasam Ksiv Ripui and Vesheves. Ripui and Sheves are in the context of Ki Yerivun Anoshim, people are getting into a fight. In other words, that's a case of Karov Lamezid, and that's where they're Chayav. Mashma, in a case of Shogeg, that would be Patur. Okay, so two down, two to go. In terms of Boshes, this we already learned when we dealt with the expansion of Arba Avos Nezikin to, you know, it's to different numbers, 24 Avos Nezikin, etc. And Boshes was mentioned over there, that we have a Mishnah on Daf Peivav, that there's no boshes ad shiyit kaveh. Okay, so boshes requires kavana, that's also patur. What about tsar? Where do we have the world of tsar? So this bothered Tosfos. Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Kavavah Medbeis, im tomar le'el amrinan, simei eno shachavera b'shogeg o ba'ones, nezek in arba dvarim lo. Tsar name l'chayiv. Dahu kra demarbinan nezek siv name tsar. In other words, we're learning out the concept of tsar from this petza tachas petza. And this petza tachas petza is our source that nezek is chayav even ba'onas. So why shouldn't it apply to tsar as well? V'yeshlamar, the kol madle metzinan lamiftar shogeg patrina. Lefikach mutminan lahaykra demar b'shogeg dafka b'nezek da'iri ba'ikar hakosav lo b'tsar. Our default position is that we shouldn't have a p'tur. And so, just like we have a p'tur by Ripui and Sheves and Boshes, we're also going to have a p'tur by Tsar. And we're going to leave this pasuk only by Nezek. Well, what is Tosas talking about? Like, what does this mean, a default position that Tsar should be p'tur? Why should Tsar be p'tur? We have a Xeras HaKosov by Ripui and Sheves. We have a Xeras HaKosov by Boshes. What does all this have to do with Tsar? Tsar is l'chora in the world of Nezek. Where does this default position come from? So here I sent you to a Rambam, the last Rambam that I focused at it for you, in Perakei, Halachos Vav and Zayin, where the Rambam takes the Chamisha Dvarim, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, and breaks it down into four and one. What does Rambam say? Hode HaChovel Shehu Chayav. Meshalem chamisha dvarim. Why normally don't we have a rule that mode viknas patur? Why do you pay chamisha dvarim? Shari ha'edim hayusham shenichnas v'toch yado shalem be'eis hamariva v'yatzu chava. That we have edim that we don't need necessarily edus in the world of chavala of ritzicha, that you know, or of arayos. It's enough in the world of tashlumen to have circumstantial evidence. So we have edim on the circumstantial evidence that the chabala was caused by the other person. Avolam ein sham edim klal. But really, if all we have is a hodah, v'hu amar chavalta viva hoda me'atzmo, patur min hanezek u'min hatzar, chayav b'sheves u'boshes v'ripui al pi atzmo. Lefikach im kofar v'amar lo chavalta nishba shvuas heses. That kaner'e, we're dividing it. To say that he's potter on a hodah, we're saying Nezek and Tsar, he's potter, and he's chayev on Sheves, Boshes, and Ripui. What would that imply? The kanira nezek and tsar are what? As opposed to bosha, sheves, and ripui? When are you potter in a case of pure hodah? Moda biknas. The kanira, the five forms of payment can be divided into three and two. We have nezek and tsar that are knas, and then we have boshes, ripui, and sheves that are mum. So the Rambam then continues to explain. V'lama meshalim adam shlosh dvarim ewa pi atzmo, sheves v'ripui mamon heim ve'eno knas. She'im lo yiten lo harechus sara mamon, shehu misrape bo ubatel mimalachto. That we have over here a real bona fide loss. We have a loss of employment, of sheves, and that is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. If you lock someone in a room and he can't get to work, you owe him for the work he could have done. Similarly, ripo, you have to pay the doctor. Boshes lo higia lo, ela b'sha'a shehoda b'faneinu, shehu chaval bosh, ha'nechbal shelo chaval bo, b'fnei b'nei adam, ein lo boshes. Hodasu b'beist, and he should be a shehoto. Boshes is an exception to the rule, because basically what we're saying is that the hodah created the boshes. That there's no busha of coming to the yeshiva with a black eye. You could have fallen. But if you come and you say, my wife punched me in the eye, right? Or, you know, that's a busha. That's where the busha comes in. So the hodah creates the boshas. Okay, so we have over here then those three. However, what's left is nezek and tsa'ar are considered to be knas. What does it mean over here, knas? Self called self. You know, words. We have very, very clear manners in which we are mesha'er the nezek. You know, words by, you know, putting this person in a situation, had he been a slave and sold with this, without this, in terms of tsar, how much he'd be willing to pay to have the damage done without tsar and with tsar. Why is this called a knas? Isn't this also a chisaron? What does Rambam mean by calling it knas? Nezek and tsar are knas, ripui and sheves. Again, boshes we'll take out of the picture.
The guy didn't actually lose any money for either of these, for Nezek or Asad. Like, he doesn't have less than he had before.
Okay, but in the world of Chovel, in other words, we pointed out, in the world of Chovel, we have Lechora, a dual issue. We have an issue of Tashlumen, and what else do we have an issue of? That when a person, is one allowed to be chovel b'chaveiro?
No.
No. He's doing an aveira. An aveira generally brings with it an onesh. So how can we distinguish between nezek and tsar on one hand and sheves and ripui on the other hand?
You're suggesting that nezek and tsar are coming to be the onesh?
That nezek and tsar, that is the onesh, as opposed to the additional payments of ripui and sheves, those are the tashlumen. Namely, we can view nezek and tsar as, we'll call it a knas. Namely, the knas is that this is the onesh of the individual. It could be that it goes beyond the chisaron, and this is simply the onesh. Then, if we'll ask ourselves, should there be an onesh if we have a case of ones? Should there be an onesh if we have a case of shogeg?
No.
Well, our default position would be no. By nezek, we have a unique gzeiras sarkasuv of petza tachas petza, l'chayev ala ones. But that's what Tosis is pointing out, that the moment that we can limit the pasuk of petza tachas petza to nezek, our default position by tsar should be komat de mitzinen le miftar shogeg patrina. In other words, to pater from in the world of onesh, in the world of onesh, correct. In other words, that since that we can very well view tsar and nezek as being onshim, our default position would be that in the world of onshim, that would only be bemezid. And so if we have a gzeras hakosov, let's limit it to the world of nezek, not to apply it to the world of tsar. And so we have over here then, and what's the halacha bemet by ripui and sheves? So there we have they're basically tashlumen. And so here we need a pasuk kirivon to say that we need dafka bemezid and huadin in the world of Moshe. Okay, so we have over here then that tsar has a common denominator with nezek as being from the world of onshim, but if we can limit the gzeras hakosov of petza tachas petza to the world of nezek, that would be an adifut, that we would view tsar as a classic onesh. Okay, what the Gemara is going to move to here, we'll stop for today, is how do we view a particular case of hayasa even munachas lo b'cheiko v'lo hikir ba v'amad v'nafla, that we said we could view it as a shogeg, we could perhaps view it as an ones, that we have over here a chiyuv in the world of nezek and a ptur in the world of arba dvarim. What about other realms of halacha? How do we view it in terms of Shabbos? How do we view it in terms of galus? How do we view it in terms of the world of a Rav and an Eved and Shein Va'ayin, etc.? So we'll continue close to the bottom of Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis, B'li Neder for Yom Revi'i, and then, we'll continue Daf Kaf Zayin, Yitz Hashem, I think on Sunday, but I'll give you Mar Makomos later, yes?
Shir sent an email about...
We'll have Shir earlier next Sunday. Shir will end by 12. So, working backwards, we'll probably begin at 11, quarter to 11.